this wonderful leaders meeting here that we're doing right now. I'm thankful for all the people that are on here. I'm thankful for the people that also regularly connect, you know, on the fellowships through the week, through the month, and also coming on the leaders meeting. And God really has strengthened each and every one of us, and it is through the encouragement that we've been receiving, which I receive through my minister, Mr. Sangit Bains, and also from God as I'm looking and walking with God, and the things that God works in my heart, the things that he shows me, you know, because like it's about having that relationship with the Father, walking with him, and each one of us can do that, and that's why each one of us are unique. And the life that we're living now is Christ's life in us, you know. The life that I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And yeah, we live in the world, and there's things that we have to do. There's daily things that we all have to take care of. But our first love, our first port of call is God. We want to really see God's will be done in our lives, in the things that we're doing, in our relationships, in our marriages, in our friendships, in our workplaces. Wherever we are, we want to see God's light shine in our heart and through our lives. And the biggest way we can magnify God is by living unto God, you know, being those witnesses in the things that we do, the way that we do things and the way that we speak, the way we conduct ourselves. And we grow up into Christ, into these things. And so even though we all want to do great things, you know, God wants to have that personal relationship with you, so he can be very effective through you, and that he can have that relationship to your heart, that you're that friend of God, you know, like Moses was a friend of God. And even though we're sons of God, we also want to be friends with God. You know, there's a lot of people that have parents, but they're not friendly with their parents. But, you know, thanks be to God that everything that we do is by his grace and his mercy and his kindness and his love. It's not because of us. It's not because we're so special, or even our connection, or even our background. Those things may help us in this life and living, but really it's because of God. What we do is because of what Jesus Christ done and made available for us, this life that we now live connected to the Heavenly Father. And all of us are unique, and we have to learn to see ourselves as Christ, you know. We have to learn to see ourselves as God sees us, and the lights of the truth of what is written, and the things that God is speaking forth now on a daily basis to us. You know, we're living and moving and having our being in him. And so as leaders, as a leader, you know, for me personally, I really want to dedicate everything that I'm doing unto God. And I really want to move. I want to be effective. I want to be a blessing. I want to serve. The greatest leader is the greatest server. And how do we do that? It's not just serving tables, it's serving the heart, it's serving the bread of life, it's working with people, it's being there for people, it's giving that time, you know. And I look through back through a week of mine, and every day there's probably 10 people I speak to daily, which is like different people. There's certain people that connect certain times, and other people whenever they feel like it, which is absolutely fine with me. But I thank God when I wake up, Father, I know nothing is of me, and all things that are good are from you. And I thank you for my before ordained works. And I really desire to see your word move all over the world. I desire to see it move all over the UK, all over Europe, all over USA and the world. And Father, I want you to bless my fields. I'm doing what you want me to do. I see your direction, and I'm following that direction with all my heart, not out of duty, but out of love. And also I know by doing these things, I'm going to benefit. It's going to be profit. It's going to bring profit to me and benefit to me. And so God wants us all to be benefited and blessed. And the first place that we benefit is with our hearts and our minds. You can't really serve God if you're all churned up and you're all full of anxiety and fears, worries and doubts. The greatest work that God does is in that spirit of God in Christ in you. And when you then respond to that by putting those truths on in your heart and mind, by thinking that way, speaking that way, and saying what God wants you to say, doing what God wants you to do, thinking the way God would think, or going to God for his thoughts and his ideas, you know, we can tap right into God's heart and mind. Now we've got that direct access, we got the Spirit of God, and God wants us to use that spiritual ability in us, and speaking in tongues is one of them. We can greatly speak in tongues. It's perfect prayer. It's powerful. It's affecting the whole universe of where we are. Talk about vibrations and frequencies. It's the highest level of frequency and vibration is the speaking in tongues, the Spirit of God. And the heavenly words is there as well, also on the same level. So if we want to change the things around us, then we say what we want and not what we see. We can speak in tongues, and God does his business through what we do by speaking in tongues. That's from an act of love and obedience unto God to do what he showing us, as we see in the scriptures. You know, I would that you all speak in tongues. God wants us to do that because it's what? A benefit to us. So God wants us benefited to us, you know. So like when we do these connections, or when you connect or I connect with you, there should be benefit from it. There should be blessings from it. There should be direction and encouragement from it. We don't want to connect and then be discouraged. That's not much fun, is it? You know, same in a marriage relationship. If there's no encouragement, if there's no edification, it's going to go pretty much to the south pretty quick. So the things that, again, that God has been showing me when I went back to India, when I reconnected with Sangha and I asked him what to do, and then I've been encouraging those basic things, which is speak in tongues much, and when someone gets born again, get them to speak by the Spirit. And so we're to speak by the Spirit. We let God give us those heavenly words. Those heavenly words are quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even through the dividing asunder and soul and spirit, and is discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. No, God's heavenly words and the scriptures, it's cut right to the matter. When it's energized by God, when it's given voice to, when those promises are given a voice, then it can come to life, cutting through all the darkness, all the negativity, all the sickness, all the illnesses, all confusion. The words that we speak are very powerful. They're living words. And the Rhema words are living words. They're powerful. And so that's the highest frequency you can get. If you want to change your whole environment, then speak God's words. Speak in tongues. You've got a double whammy there, you know. Satan gets a headache. Thank you. Satan gets a headache with those things. He can't stand the speaking in tongues. He can't stand us when we're speaking these words. It's light. It gives them a migraine. Devils flee. They flee. They're dogs without teeth. And we've got to recognize who we are. No, recognize who you are now. You're not the old, I'm not the old Lawrence no more. There might still be some attributes about me from my old nature, but I reckon it dead. Now I'm alive unto God in Christ. Now I am as Christ is in this world. And God has given me authority, and God has given me the heavenly words. And God has given you authority, and God has given you the heavenly words. See, if Satan can distract your mind with the negatives, with the thoughts and feelings and emotions of the world, if he can distract you and get you off, you know, then you're not going to be thinking that way. You're not going to be moving in that power, you know, because, you know, you're touched by your emotions. Oh, that person said this and it hurt my heart. We can't really dwell on those things. We've got to let stuff go. You know, we're the lights in this world. And the more that we walk and renew our minds to truth, then the more that we're walking that power, the more that we can walk in forgiveness, the more we can not let the things of this world touch us. It'd be like just melting off us, rather than us getting caught up in the feelings and emotions of what's going on around us. You know, Jesus walked perfectly, and he had many challenges in his day. Political situations going on, Romans. He had religious things going on. He didn't have the Islam, but he had he had the Pharisees and the Sadducees, just as bad. Not all of them, but some of them. And other things that were going on in that day and time. But he walked with God perfectly, without fear. And he was bold to speak the truth. And we can be bold to speak the truth in every situation. We don't have to be politically correct. Now, we walk with wisdom in situations, you know, because of the things that they're trying to do. You're not allowed to preach in the UK now on the streets. You can get 2 years in prison just for doing that. But if God told me to open my mouth, mate, this Lawrence Tor here, take note, devil, I'll be speaking. But my God will be protecting and leading and guiding. Because I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, unto wholeness. This words of ministry and reconciliation, this gospel of Christ, makes people whole. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, materially, in every facet. In the middle of a bike, dead, coming back to life. This is the vibration and the power of the Spirit of God, because there's life in that Spirit. We should not be afraid. Don't let things in this world stop you. Don't let other people's narrative tell you to be quiet. If they're embarrassed, let them go. You stand and speak the truth. Because I will. If anyone gets embarrassed around me because I'm, they may think, oh, he's stupid, he shouldn't say nothing. Well, let them think I'm stupid. But if God energizes me, and I know when God energizes me. Why? Because I have a relationship with God. I practice this every day with God. I've grown in these things. I made so many mistakes. You know, and if I didn't make those mistakes, I wouldn't be right here now doing what I'm doing. Thank God for the mistakes. I thank God for it all. You know, I've learned many wonderful things from God. You know, there's times I look back and I think, oh, I shouldn't have said those things. But if I didn't have said them, I wouldn't learn the lesson from the repercussions of what I got. So I definitely won't be saying those things again, will I? You know, I'm going to be using wisdom. And, you know, we can be all things to all men. But my desire is to work with the leaders and to work with the laborers. And it takes a cooperation from me to God to do what God wants me to do. And it takes a cooperation from those that are connecting. You know, because we got to be strong on all those points, by the way. Just want to say, you know, we can't be strong in one area and weak in the others. Because it puts you off balance. And the things that me and Kim have been talking about the last week is actually balance. No, we don't want our life out of balance. We don't want to have a, you know, we want to have a just weight. God loves a just weight, it says in Proverbs. And a just balance is, an unjust balance is an abomination to God. So we want balance in our life, you know, balance of good things, like with our diet. You know, we're told to eat a balanced diet. You know, I've had to change the foods that I eat, because I want to get into a balanced diet. I want to have a good, healthy body, good arteries, you know, good heart, good liver, good kidneys. I want to have all those things, so I got to know what I'm eating before I just put anything in there. I don't know what it was doing to my body. I was ignorant. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, even on those things. So when we learn, oh, you are what you eat. It's true, isn't it? Right, it's true. And you are what you think, and you are what you say. So learning about food and what it can do for your body is a great thing. Because obviously we want to keep our bodies going and functioning as much as we can. So I need a balance in my physical life so that I've got the body and the mind to carry the gospel, right? To carry the good news, to even have a relationship with people. I need to have a sound mind, right? So once I got those things in order with my food, and I'm working on it, even now I'm working on my food, what I'm eating. I'm enjoying different foods right now, tasting different things that I've never really tasted before. But now I know what it's doing to my body and how it's helping my body. So that can give me great faith in that area concerning my body, because I know I'm doing the best that I know to do right now. Whereas before I wasn't. I was neglecting. I wasn't managing. I wasn't stewarding what was going in my mouth. And it has an effect. It surely does. So these things that I never used to think were important, because there was never nothing wrong, now I realize I should have been paying attention back then. But it's fine. We can always correct the things, right? And so that's what I'm doing, like in healthy eating. So and there's a transition of those things. You know, I've got to learn to transition from certain things I've been used to the things that are more beneficial and a blessing. And give thanks to God for them. But now also I got my physical diet going on. But what about my spiritual one? I've got to have my spiritual balance with my physical. So that I can move lightly. And I can move with blessing. I can move with understanding. You know, and I can move with wisdom. You know, before many take 20 years off me. Now I wouldn't have the wisdom that I've got now. Through going through different things. Not that God wanted me to go through anything bad to learn. But the point is, it shows you that we need to have a humble heart at the beginning so that we can receive instruction and that we can move within that with that instruction. So when I was told before, you should eat healthily, you should eat this, I'm fine, I'm all right, I enjoy, I'll eat what I want, I just bless it and thank God and bless it. You know what, you can do that for a certain period of time, but your body still needs certain nourishment. And if it ain't getting it, it's going to fail. So we need to make sure that we're eating the right things, taking the right exercise, taking the right sleep. And you've got to kind of transition to those things if you haven't been doing those things. And it's no different on the spiritual level. Now, we're practicing great things right now. Speaking in tongues much, that's one of the things that we're practicing. And, you know, and it's on your time, on your level. No one can tell you when to do it and when not to do it. But we do things to encourage it, right? So we're speaking in tongues much. I do a focused hour or a focused hour and a half. Mary Way does 4 hours and 3 hours, and so does Ethel. You know, we all send our little, we time it when we do the focused hour. But we're still speaking in tongues after that, just that we're recording a focused period of time of speaking in tongues. So, and it's not a religion, it's not manufactured, it's an exciting thing to do, and it helps get focused, right? So we do things to help us focus. And God showed me that by the Spirit, and I shared it, and it's caught on with many other people now, because other people listen to these sharings on the website, and so there's many people doing it. Like Shelley, who's gone to visit her daughter today, Sarah, her labourer that come on was sharing that she listened to the Faith of Confession seminar, and she said that class is going further than you think, you know, and I didn't, it's not a class, it's just a seminar we've done. And she goes, it's going further and affecting more people than you think, you know. Because God is God's stuff anyway. So is a the website is a platform. People can go to it. They can get blessed from it. They can get directions. They can get connected from it. It's not something for Lar. It's Lawrence's website, but it's God's website. And if you think, oh, you've guys got a platform also. All your sharings that you do on the Soon Fellowship and on the Leaders Meeting, they go up on the website. You've got a platform. People are listening to you. Porridge just said he listened to the whole, one of the sharings all the way through. You know, I know Sangate listens to him as well. And I know other people listen to him. So there's many people that listen to it. You know, so it's like, and we're talking in the thousands now. You know, because I can see from my statistics and my website. So it's the point is that God's word is touching people's lives through our lives. What you do is important. You've got to see what you're doing as important. If you think it's just fellowship, oh, it's just like fellowship, and it's a group of wonderful people I hang out with, and no, this is your life. Like, this is the real life. We used to have a program here in the UK called This Is Your Life, you know, and then they would celebrate someone, an actor's life, and they'd go all through their background and introduce all the people. Well, this is your life, right now. And we want to live a healthy, strong life on the physical and on the spiritual. And so God has given us all these things that we can practice. So we've been doing speaking in tongues. And then the encouragement is to speak by the Spirit. Let God give you the words to speak. Like now, I didn't sit down and think what I'm going to say. I'm listening. I'm getting inspired within my heart through many different words that have been spoken. And it's like ping, ping, ideas coming off. But when it comes to sharing, I start off with one thing, right? Just like you did. So we encourage people, now you speak by the Spirit. So really be as equally as strong in your speaking by the Spirit as you are speaking in tongues, honoring God with your substance. Be as equally strong honoring God as you are with the other two things, right? Praying for laborers. Be as equally strong doing that as you are honoring God. Connection. Be as equally strong as you are in those things. You need those things solid. Those are the things that have got you strong and pushed you forward. And it's also brought us all together. And it was just simple things that I picked up from Sangha when I was talking with him, different things when I was there in India, come back, pull it into practice, and just watch God build everything. And we want to speak the same thing. We want to be on the same page. We want to speak the same way and in the same manner so that we are moving together in unison and in power, you know, that wherever you go, you know, you're speaking by the Spirit, you're hot to trot, and God's adding people to you. If you desire, what's your desires? This is why we do the Leaders Meeting. You know, we ask people, what's your desire? You don't have to say it if you don't want to, but it's good to confess it and say it. But you know your desire. Take it before God. This is what I want to do, God. And this is what I believe you're putting in my heart to do. This is strong in me. Like, now I want to move, see your word move throughout all of the UK and the whole of Europe. This is me. This is what I pray to God. I want labourers, God. I want people that are going to connect, people that are hungry. I don't want the messers. You know, I don't want people to come here today, gone tomorrow, thinking it's just another little fellowship they're going to jump on. I want focused people. God wants focused people. The desire is God's desire within me. God wants people to be focused. It's not like you don't have to be if you don't want to. We're in the age of grace. You don't have to honour God. You don't have to speak in tongues, you know. But God wants you to do these things for your blessing, because you're the one that benefit first and foremost. You are. You benefit first. Remember that. And so God wants you to really flourish. He wants you to grow. He wants you to be fruitful. We're known by our fruit. What fruit are we showing forth? Now, the fruit comes through what we do. And this is why we're getting great encouragement, great direction. Now, you can do it manufactured, some of the things we share, but you don't want to do that. You might start off that way because you're practicing until it becomes natural within you, because spiritually it's naturally within us. On the spiritual level. So for me now to speak in tongues is just natural. It's like breathing. And I just carry on and carry on. And unless I'm speaking on the telephone or speaking to Kim or whatever. Unless I'm doing confessions, looking in the mirror saying, you are good looking. Everyone loves you. You're just absolutely amazing. You are stunning. Everyone just jaw drops when they see you, Lawrence. You're amazing. My wonderful confessions about me. Right? So, like, say good about yourself. You know, say the nice things. And, you know, I am prosperous. I am successful. No, you're not, Lawrence. You've got nothing in your bank. I am flourishing, overflowing with an abundance. I don't acknowledge I'm not denying things. I'm acknowledging what God says about me. Over the carnal things, what the carnal thing says about me. That's what we got to acknowledge. We got to acknowledge what God says. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am prosperous. I am successful. I am the head. I am not the tail. I am above. I am not beneath. I bet everyone can believe this one. I'm going to heaven because I'm born again of the Spirit of God. You can all believe that easily. So what about the other promises? You know, you are healed. You are delivered. You're the head, you're not the tail, you're above and not beneath. The blessings of Jehovah are chasing you down from behind and overtaking you. Your enemies come before you one way, flee before you seven ways. Believe these things. I mean, I believe what I'm saying. I am what I am because of God. You know, I'm successful. I'm doing the thing I love in life. And anyone that's successful will be doing the thing that they love in life. And I'm doing the best thing you could ever do. Not only live unto God, but to work for God, to speak for God, to minister to God. And we can all do that. It's just your choice. You choose what you want to do. If you want a career, then pursue your career. Nothing wrong with a wonderful career. If that's what you want to do. Nothing wrong with being a solicitor or a barrister or a lawyer, whatever you call it in the USA, right? Nothing wrong with those things. If you want to pursue that, you know, you can still keep God first and pursue those things. But for me, I want to live unto God. I solely don't want to be distracted by a job, by chasing money. I'm not interested. I'm not called for that. I tried it all. It just didn't fit with me. I tried to fit in, but I couldn't fit in with everyone. It wasn't Laura's thing, you know, so what is Laura going to do? Oh, he's a lazy sod. No, he's not. When I worked, and I worked hard, and I was good at what I'd done on some of the things that I'd done. But I knew there was something different, and I went to God, and I said, God, I'm fed up of chasing money. I get money, and it's put into bag with holes, because we want no good with it. I'm totally crap with it. You know, and that's why God has took me on a wonderful journey. See, most of our journey is learning stuff. Most of our journey is putting things right and into action in our life. If you look at Moses, he learnt a lot of things before he actually done great things. Right? I've learnt a lot of things. I know the great things are there. And I know I'm going to manifest and walk in them. I've partly done it, but now I'm going to fully do it. And not only am I going to do it, but so are you are going to do it. The ones that stay and continue in the truth and pursue and are humble and meek. Don't get bummed out by your emotions. Don't get bummed out by your circumstances. A lot of people stop because of their emotions or someone to say something, they get totally offended. Get over yourself. Their words, and you can overcome them with God's words. And you can walk in forgiveness and love. We shouldn't be so easily offended. We all do. Even Jesus said about offense is a dangerous thing, especially in the last days. The love of many shall wax cold because of offense. Or because of iniquity, the word means offense. And he says the love of many, and this word love is agape, he's talking about the believers. Believers are bum out and their love will grow cold because they get offended. Oh, they're woke, if you want to call it that way. I don't like using all these words, but like they're woke, just to appeal to your understanding, right? Or they're non-binary, or this or that, or whatever they are, right? But at the end of the day, it's the truth that sets us free. And so we don't want to get offended. And if I'm getting offended, I got to check up from the neck up myself. Why am I getting offended at what this person just said? Number one, are they telling the truth? Is it what God says? Well, they're right on, actually. So it's me that needs to change then. All right, well, let me get rid of my pride a minute and let me get humble and I'll get humble again. Like, you know, right, yeah, you were right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done that. Whatever. You know, I recognize I was wrong. Okay, but am I going to condemn myself for the rest of my life? No, my hell. So I've been forgiven. There's no more sacrifice for sin, right? So we just keep moving with God. Listen, you're going to make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes. We all will make mistakes. But we're not focusing on making mistakes. They just happen, right? At times. And then we can grow and learn if we choose to be humble. If we choose to change. And we can change, you know? And but we just need to keep our goal in front of us. The desire that God's put in your heart. I mean, all of you on here should have a rough idea of what it is you really want to do with God. It might seem right out there. You might think, well, no, I can't do that, not little old me. It might seem right out, but that if that's in your heart, that's a desire God's put in there. And let God feed your desire. You know, work with it. Start moving towards it. And you will accomplish it, you know, the word through me, and I take it as it was spoken to me, as the words of God, will move throughout all of the UK, all of Europe, and the USA, and anywhere else God opens the doors for me. That's what will be for me, and that's what's becoming. And I will continue to connect with God showing me to connect with Sangha. That's where I continue. I don't think God is schizophrenic. I don't think he's going to get to change his mind of where he wants me to connect, unless it's a location thing and I need to encourage him. But my leader is Sangha. I've had so many different leaders because of where I've been confused, where people come along with nice words and fair speeches and get you off. If you're in a good place right now, stay in that good place. Stay connected. Stay moving. God's got, you've got your own field. I got my field, you got your field, and we're working together, right? So I'm helping you in your field by encouraging you, giving you the right words from God. All you got to do is take it on. Okay, God, what are we doing with this? Let's move with this. Show me, lead me, guide me, provide for me, and have a bit of patience. And God will do these things for you, but you've got to be serious. If you want to get out of debt, you've got to want to get out of debt. Like I wanted to get out of debt, and God personally showed me, walked me through it. No one told me anything. I went to him, and he just walked me through it. I just started to understand things. There's things I understand that I haven't studied. And I'm thinking, how do I understand this? You know, because I went to God and asked for wisdom, and he can give it to you. I'm no biblical scholar, definitely not. Yeah, I do know a few scriptures, but I'm no biblical scholar. But God can cause you to understand. You get an unction from the Holy One, from the Spirit of God. You need no man to teach you, right? So move with God where you are. Be confident in what you're doing. When you're feeling a little bit disconnected or not knowing if you're going the right, that's where you connect. You know, come and connect. If you stay hot in your connections, you won't get so much of that. And there'll be times that, like I've shared before, you could have a great meeting, be right on fire, go to bed, wake up feeling condemned and everything's going wrong for you and wonder where you are. I've had that many times. You know, I've had a really hot fellowship, shared great, received great words from other people, went to bed peaceful, woke up all agitated. Think, what's going on? Like, you know, I just had a great night last night and I feel like I've got to have a go through that whole fellowship again just to get to that place again. But it's just feelings and emotions. So we don't allow that to control us, right? Don't allow those empty times. You might have times of being empty, you might have times of being anxious, you might have times feeling that you're on your own and isolated. You'll get those times, but don't let it stop you, right? You keep moving with God. You don't pay it attention, you don't give it attention. What you focus on, you draw to yourself, you know? And everything that's manifesting on the outside of you began within you. But now we got the kingdom of God within us, and that's what we feed from. And now we're to manifest that. So I pray for laborers, I pray for open doors, I pray for the laborers that are connecting with me to be fruitful, to be prosperous, to be successful. Those that send their honor in God, I say, Father, you multiply their seed sown. You increase the fruits of their righteousness. You cause all grace to abound towards them. Make them really fruitful, God. I want my laborers fruitful. You make them fruitful, God. I can't make them fruitful. You make them fruitful. You bless their finances. You bless their relationships. You bless their fellowships. You add to them, God. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. You know, you're given the words and we're following the direction. We're seeing the things flourish and grow and come up smelling of roses. Now we need to see the fruit. Now we need to see the miracles and the wonders. Not that we seek them, but we want to see them. And that's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with desiring to see that. Like someone dies, you stick them in the middle of the motorbike and away you go. And you're speaking tongues in there. I mean, that's a genius, right? That's from God. And bang, comes to life. You know, and they took him to the hospital and they still never gave up. Tenacious faith. They never gave up. They took him out of the hospital and took him somewhere else. Still had the hope and desire. Why? Because God is in the equation, right? And when God's in the equation, nothing is impossible to them that believe. And they believed. And this guy come back. Praise God. All praise to God. And like that's what we should be doing. We should be moving in these wonders. And now we ask God, Father, I want to move. I want to see. When I ask God to see, I haven't cast out a spirit for ages, God. I haven't seen one manifested for you for a long time. I want to see it. I actually get to see one, right? When I come to America, remember? And it wasn't because I wanted to see a spirit card. I just thought, well, I haven't cast one out. And all of a sudden, this one decided to show up. And then I remembered straight away, bang, straight away, there you go. This person needs deliverance. And then that person got deliverance, bless them. If they stayed delivered, it was up to them. But we love people. We're not looking down at someone if they have a devil spirit. People don't ask for spirits if they get one, do they? You don't ask for a cold or a flu or a virus if you get one. And people don't ask for devil spirits. We're there to manifest the power of God. Anyway, so that's my share. I would encourage you, just continue with God strongly. Strongly stay strong on those five fundamental things. Stay strong in doing it. Make them equal. Be equal on each one. And be strong in it for your benefit, because you'll benefit first. And that way you'll just grow really quicker. You know, it's just bang, God's able to do things quicker. Don't. We need to come away from the emotional side of things where people get drawn away and go away. And sometimes it's good to have a little break for a couple of days, focus with God, prayers, not through anxiety, but through you want to get focused. Yeah, that's good. Okay, God, like, just bless me, show me, and bang, and then he'll feed you up, and then you come back and you start releasing again and go back for some more. But it's not that we go away. Oh, I need to think. I need to get my head together. No, you don't. You just make a decision that you're not staying right how you're feeling and right where you are. You're going to keep moving even if you do feel like it. Because then God just takes care of it and then you'll become stronger and stronger and stronger. So that's my encouragement. Stay faithful. Stay consistent. Keep moving and you're not going to go wrong. Like God is just going to keep blessing you. He wants to bless the socks off you. And we're not earning none of this, by the way. You don't have to do none of what I say. It's totally up to you. But if you want to get some fruit, if you want to get some momentum, if you want to get some direction, then these things are good to practice. And it's all about your free will choice. No one can make you do anything. And I thank God for that, you know. So anyway, I love you guys. And next, I would like to ask, Fan Patterson, are you there? Fan.
Yes, I absolutely am.